finishing Az Yashir towards the end. Tiviyemoi v'sita emoi. Tiviyemoi v'sita emoi. You should bring them. Rashi points out that it doesn't say Tiviyenu us, because he doesn't go. He was the Snava, he's not going to Eretz Yisrael. Tiviyemoi, bring them. V'sita emoi. And implant them in the mountain of your inheritance, which means the mountain they're giving to us as Yerusha, which is Pashtus, is the Har HaBayis. Mesita Emoi. So I saw the Ibn Ezra says, what does it mean implant them? Sfarni says the same thing. That means that when you implant something, it means that it's entrenched there, that it's not moving out. Make it that they're there, kavua, and they don't go into Golub. There was a Tvila, Tivi Emoi, bring them. Mesita Emoi. It's really like to be aim, to aim. The vav is almost extra. Seems like from Rashi in earlier. But referring to them, to be aim, to aim, bring them into Eretz Yisrael, implant them. They should go to Golus. In Har Harabayis, Mechoyin Leshiftachol, Paalta Hashem. Mechoyin Leshiftachol. The Pashut Taich of Mechoyin Leshiftachol Lachar. It's hard to say Pashut. Rashi said not that way. But Mechoyin Leshiftachol means a place for that you reside, kilo, that Shechina resides. That's how the Targum is mefarshit. Rashi says that's not pshat. Bahar nachlascha, they should be implanted in Har HaBayis. Mochoin l'shiftecha, it's mechuvin. Keneged, Har HaBayis is mechuvin. Mochoin doesn't mean a place, it means mechuvin, parallel. It stands parallel to the place, l'shiftecha, to the kisei hakovod, where you sit, l'maylo. So in the Har HaBayis, which is mechuvin keneged the mokim akisei hakavod milamala, pa'alta Hashem, that you HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Dainu, that Beis HaMikdash lamala is the one that you created. However, the Beis HaMikdash down is the one that we created. Mikdash Hashem karenu yadecha, but la'asid lavei, says Rashi, then the Mikdash that we have down here is also going to be formed by your hand. Right now, what we did, we built the Beis HaMikdash, which is Mechuvin Keneged, the Kisei Lamelo. La'asid lavei, it's going to be a matzah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to create the Beis HaMikdash, karenu yadecha, with two hands. Even though the world is only created with one, Rashi says, the Beis HaMikdash is created with two hands, it's much more of a Hashkoa Kilu. That lost love, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do. And lost love, Hashem, when is that going to be? When is it going to be, says Rashi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make the Beis HaMikdash? When it's a massive of Hashem Yimlech Lo'ilam Voy. When Hashem is going to be reign. Lo'ilam Voy. Lo'ilam means forever, Voy means and ever. Really, it means Lo'ilam, says Rashi. Forever and ever, for Netzach. Hashem Yimlech Lo'ilam Voy. So we say the Pasuk twice. It's not clear why we say the Pasuk twice. The big Machlokes is the Rishonim. Maybe even earlier, that where does Pesukim Zimra stop? Where does the Shira of Moshe Rabbeinu stop? Kivasus Parei Vurkvei Farshavayom. That Moshe Rabbeinu said or not? That was a chiluk of the Shira, that was not. So some of the Rishonim say that the same way that when we finish Pesukim Zimra, we say, Kolen Hashem Ataloka Lukam, so too, when we say, when you finish the Shira, we say, Hashem Yimlech Lo'el Avad, Hashem Yimlech Lo'el Avad. We say, just if we say, Kolen Hashem Atawais, we say, Hashem Yimlech, to show that this is the end of the Shira. And we know that's really where the Shira ends. Some say, no, that's not the reason why we say it. The reason why we say it is because in the Shira, it says, it's really from the Pasuk before the Shira starts. It says, L'shem Hashem 18 times, Yudkei Vavkei, 18 times 4, the Oisis of L'shem Hashem is 72, connected to Shem Hashem of Ayin Beis Oisis. And over here, when we start from Vayosha, we don't start from the Pasuk beforehand, we're missing 4 Oisis, 4 Shemites of Hashem. So Memelu, we added in the Pasuk of Kiel Hashem HaMelucho, Olum Hashem HaAtirin, Shemites HaSar Yisof, and we added in Hashem Yimlech HaMelvod, they added another one. But not because that's the end of the Shira. But the game goes that it's the end of the Shira. Hashem Yimlech HaMelvod, that's the end of the Shira. Hashem Achuz HaKerem L'Olmaya is a big shadow, whether or not that's the Chilek of Pesukim Zimra, that's Betzim the Targum. It's a difference. Hashem Yimlech is Lashon Asid. Hashem Koyim is Lashon of Hoiva. But it seems for most people that it's really not part of the Pesukim Zimra. Kiva Susparei V'Rikvoi V'Farashav Ayom. When Pare came, Kasher, Bo, Rashi says, Kiva means when Pare came, Virichboy with his chariots of the Parashav and his soldiers, those riding the horses, the chariots, Vayom, into the Yam, Vayoshev Hashem Alein Esmei Yam. As they stepped in, Kadosh Baruch Hu caused the water to cover them. At the exact same time that the Mitzrayim were being covered by the water, all he says walking through dry land. Rashi in Chumash says, and that's because Pare did this, therefore Vatikach Mir Manavia, and she, it's like a Hemshech. But over here, it's the end of the, it's just a synopsis really of the entire creation. Kila Hashem Amalucha Mishavagoyim, because now, the famous chat of the Goyim. The Goyim says, what's the difference between a Melech and a Moshe? A Melech is somebody that the person that constituent or Mekabel his Malchus, his reign, the Verotik. As opposed to a Moshe is a dictator, somebody that doesn't care whether or not the people enjoy it, want him to be as a king. So Hashem is a Melech to Klal Yisrael, and he's a Moshe B'Goyim. Klal Yisrael accepts the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, as opposed to everybody else doesn't. However, lost in love, all at the time when the Mashiach is going to come, together with those that the Sarim of Klal Yisrael are going to come, the Har Tzion, at the time of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Lishpoit as Har Yisrael, Lishpoit means Mefrayat as Rashi, to pay back, to take revenge. To give a mishpat to Har Esav. Har Esav is not really referring to a mountain. Rashi's Matargum is like the Targum. Transit. The great city of Esav. Then, at that point, Hashem is going to be the Melech, not just of Klal Yisrael. He's not going to be a Moshe anymore, Bagoyim. He's going to be a Melech, Vayisal Hashem HaMelucha of the Gan Zavel. Vayi Hashem HaMelech HaKol Ha'aretz. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be the Melech of the entire world. Vayemu Yeh Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Gemara says, that at that point, the Shem Hashem is going to be Nikras in the same way that it's Nichtav. Yud Kei Vav Kei, it's not going to be Shem Anus. It's not going to be Aleph Dalet and the Yud Hey. That's going to be the time that everybody's going to be Makir, says Rashi. Everybody's going to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only Melech. And they're going to all call out B'Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the sole Melech. And they're going to be Rekabel B'Rotzen Malchus HaYolein. Just like Klal Yisrael now, so too, it's not going to be a Memshel HaBagoyim, it's going to be the Meluch HaBagoyim. Yibizeche, Bekaru, Makish.